joined by our financial analyst, Steve Boucher. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Chuck, and welcome back.
Thank you very much. Let's talk about 2018. What do you think in general? Are we going to see more records with the Dow, or is that long-awaited correction going to occur, or maybe both?
One of the biggest questions I get often is, I'm not investing in the stock market. The stock market's at all-time highs, and they are. And I say, well, thank God for the past 100-plus years, the stock market is always reaching all-time highs. It'll take a baby step backwards, sometimes a big step backwards, but then it always advances and makes all new all-time highs. So right now, the stock market, with all the headlines in 2017, should continue to rally because the fundamentals are there, Chuck. We have people going back to work. We have people that are getting paid more money. The economy is growing at 3% or more over the last two quarters, which is great news. And corporate America is making money. So there's no reason why the stock market shouldn't go up. Now, I guarantee investors the stock market will correct. I just can't tell them when and for how long it'll correct. But I also know from history it will probably recover.
Well, you're talking about things being cyclical. There is some indication now that unemployment is rising across New York. What does that mean?
Yeah, you know, I've seen these reports, and some people say it's because so many people feel good about the opportunity of getting a job, Kelly, so they're out in the marketplace. And when that happens, you'll see unemployment go up. You'll see the reverse happen as well. We look at the labor participation rate every month. The jobs report, and we'll see it again this month. We're really at all-time lows. So it's good news, actually, that New Yorkers feel good about getting out there and throwing their hat in the ring and trying to get a job. The bad news is there's just not as many jobs out there for them.
What's up with Apple? I saw they got a rare downgrade because one analyst thinks the iPhone cycle is in the late innings, to use his words. Well, obviously, Apple's still a mega company with a ton of cash, but are you worried about its prospects down the line?
You know, I'm not. We worry that it could be like a Microsoft 17 years ago that plateaued, and it took 17 years to come back. It just didn't have much that investors were happy about, and a lot of people feel the same way about Apple. They had that loyalty, Chuck, with their product, and who knows what they're going to come out with. Yesterday, Apple rallied a little bit because there were rumors that it might buy Netflix. One of the greatest things that is going on with this tax reform is allowing corporations like Apple to bring in hundreds of billions of dollars from overseas countries where it's been parked into our country, and then they need to do something with that money. There's an incentive now. So that's the good part about this tax reform plan. And if Apple buys Netflix, that'll be huge. Apple's valued at almost $900 billion. Netflix is $85 billion.
So the governor's state of the state is today. One of the things he may be expected to visit in the coming year is not only minimum wage, but also doing away with tipping in restaurants. And there's some concern, obviously, among the restaurant industry that if you shift the minimum wage and you eliminate tipping, what will that mean for customers? What will that mean for the restaurant industry?
I'm not sure if anybody loves going out to eat more than I do, Kelly. And I've talked to a lot of restaurateurs about this. Remember, 2 years ago, they raised the minimum wage 50% for waitresses, waiters, bartenders, and so forth, from $5 to $7.50 an hour. And they recovered. They made it happen. If the governor gets his own way, and what he's going to do is he's going to force restaurants to pay wait staff minimum wage, and that could be, depending on where you live in New York City or outside of New York City, $10 to $15 an hour, and do away with tipping because they want these servers to get paid a fair wage. So restaurants will have to raise prices, and it'll be like the European model. When you travel overseas, there's no tipping because the tip is built into the price of the food.
You hear Steve Boucher every Saturday at noontime on WGY, 720-3333. Offices in historic downtown Troy and Saratoga Springs. Always online, boucher.com. Steve, great to talk to you.
You as well. Bye, Chuck. Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Steve.